today's episode, we are on part two of poaching those that don't or coaching those that do.
And we'll be answering what types of videos work best for your video marketing.
Next Wave DV is the story of our journey growing Creative Edge Productions from a tiny studio in my basement to one of the leading video marketing agencies in the Midwest. So join us on our continuing mission of mastering video marketing.
Welcome back to the Mastering Video Marketing Podcast. I'm Tony Rielli.
And I am Ben Carlson.
And Ben, we are picking them right up after last week.
Where we left off.
Yes, because we got into a really good time. If you haven't listened to last week's podcast, definitely check it out. Basically, what we did was we broke down the only two types of customers out there, which are basically people that are currently using your product or people that aren't using your product. And then what we kind of explained is how to approach them. And a long time ago, I came up with this kind of simple idea, which is you can either poach those that do or coach those that don't. So poaching those that do is basically trying to get that market of audience of people that are currently using your product or service and then explain to them why you're hopefully a better option or a different option that they would want to consider.
Just to be clear, using your product or service just with someone else.
Correct. Like the product or service that you offer. So again, if it's I'm currently going to a chiropractor, I'm not going to you, I'm going to a different chiropractor.
Right.
I'm currently using that product or service. It's just I'm not currently working with you. And then coaching those that don't is really explaining to the market of audience that is not currently using your product or service as to why they should consider it. And today, when we talked a lot about both of those and gave a really good summary, but coaching those that don't was such a big topic that we're like, we need to do this as its own episode and go further into it. So this is a part two. We highly recommend watching or listening to last week and then hopping back over to continue the topic.
Or if you're feeling really zany, jump in right here and then go back and listen to number one. You do you. We're not going
to listen.
We're not here to judge.
Everything. Yeah. They're all good.
Awesome.
So again, going after coaching those that don't. The reason this is such a big topic is because there are many, many ways to approach that.
Right.
And then last week we did talk about kind of the customer journey of the different stages that people can be in before they are using your product or service. Mm-hmm. And so that customer journey is really important. We did an episode several months ago about the customer journey and customer avatar, the process that we go through to build that out. And so that's a great episode to watch. We're not going to rehash that entirely today, but we're still going to reference that customer journey because it's really, really important to know. Like you may have heard the term, the customer funnel or the sales funnel.
Got to create a sales funnel.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And the idea behind that is you have that kind of big, wide, biggest potential audience of people that are just completely unaware of everything. And then you slowly work them down into being more aware of you, your product, your service, eventually hopefully converting them into a customer.
Yep.
And at each stage of that, there's a different, the awareness that the customer has of either your product or service, your category of product or service, or you, your business itself, requires a different message. Because you got to think about it this way. Let's say that, we'll throw out there, let's say that you are not currently, you don't have a cell phone. Most people do, but let's say that you're unaware of cell phones. If I'm sitting over here going, this is why the Samsung is better than the Motorola, I don't even know that I need a cell phone yet. We haven't convinced me of that yet. So if I'm going, all the minutiae of the specs and all that kind of stuff, that isn't relevant to me in my current phase of where I'm at in the customer journey. That said, if I'm ready to buy, I'm between these two options and I'm getting spoken to as a complete novice and I'm like, hey, here's why you should buy a cell phone. You can communicate with people. You can look at videos. I'm like, I don't care about that.
I know I can communicate. Yeah. That's what I'm looking to do.
So it sounds ridiculous because most people haven't, but it's really important to understand that kind of different ends of the spectrum because if you can imagine if you're speaking to a language of people that are very aware of your product or service in a way to an audience that's completely unaware of it and using that kind of messaging, it would be really annoying.
Yeah.
Right. It'd feel like you're speaking
pedantic.
Down to me.
And actually, it probably wouldn't be that annoying. They're just not going to watch.
Oh, absolutely.
You're just going to lose their attention because it's like, I know this, scroll on past. No, thank you.
Exactly. So that's why it's so important to kind of have the different levels of marketing and messaging. And we're going to talk a little bit about ways to use different types of video to accomplish that goal. Because, you know, fundamentally, video is really the best marketing tool out there. That's why we believe so strongly in it. You know, we've told the story many times about how we transitioned from a video production company to a video marketing agency. And even that category of a video marketing agency, there's lots of marketing agencies out there. There are ones that do website design, or they do traditional media like billboards and print media and stuff like that. But we really realized a while back that video is such a large category that we can just focus on that. I mean, we partner with a lot of agencies that do the other stuff that we don't really want to do or focus on. But it used to be like, you know, video, you know, video production company, we crank out video, here you go. But we realized that, like, okay, is it going to be on Facebook or YouTube? Totally different viewer habits.
Right.
Is it going to be a corporate video, a sales video that lives on your website, or is it going to be running as an ad?
Yeah.
Is this going to be a TikTok and it needs to fit? Like, because if you make a TikTok that's really slow and dry and boring, probably going to underperform.
Sure.
So it's not optimized for the platform it's on. So all these things are important before we ever hit the record button.
Yeah.
And all that said, we're going to be approaching a lot of this coaching those that don't from the perspective of video content. I mean, this is the Mastering Video Marketing Podcast, so
hopefully you're here for that reason.
Yeah, so that's a big part of it. But also, we feel like it is the best tool to accomplish any of this.
Yeah.
If you are trying to educate and teach and coach those that don't, a blog article is great. Don't get me wrong.
Sure.
But there's a limit to the written word.
Yeah.
That you can't convey emotion in the same way and in the brevity that you can in video.
Sure.
You can really get somebody to feeling something in a much shorter period. Think of like if I have 30 seconds of your attention or less than that.
Yeah.
Think about all the things you can do in a really good video ad.
Sure.
If I have 30 seconds of your attention, you're trying to read now I know that there have been like really cool poem challenges where people like one sentence, like one sentence horror stories or something like that.
Yeah.
Those actually, if you do a Google search for that, it's really cool. So not saying you can't accomplish it, but again, video can really, we talk a lot about like when you're doing video advertising, the reason that video ads tend to outperform either photo ads or text ads is because if you have a photo ad that's on Facebook or something like that, and it, you know, I'm seeing a still image of that product or service or the person using it or whatever like that, but if I want more information, that's it. I got to click.
Right.
On a video ad, I can just continue watching.
Sure.
I haven't clicked. I haven't committed. And so a lot of times people won't click on a video ad yet when they're not ready to buy because they're still learning more and more and they're consuming it. And that view is way the heck cheaper than a click.
Yep.
Views are always cheaper than clicks.
Yeah.
As soon as you get somebody off of the platform, you're going to pay for it.
Yeah.
And so if you can have really good content that is now qualifying the audience so that when they do click, they're much more likely to buy. They're at a stage of in that customer journey where they're ready to buy.
Sure.
Your cost of acquisition goes way back down.
Well, and their investment into the process goes way down. Because if you're saying, oh, come read this blog article to come explain a problem that I don't know I have, no, I'm good. Like, I don't know that's a problem. But if you can very clearly and articulately, with a captivating hook, lay out a problem, lay out a solution, then give a call to action, or even don't give a call to action, just provide the value of, here's the problem, you might not know about it. Oh, shoot, I didn't even know I had that. So it takes very little investment from them to learn about it, and it takes very little investment from you to tell them about it. And video is the best media or the best medium to do that.
Exactly. So now let's break this down into kind of the two key areas of marketing that most people or most businesses will interact with, which is ads and content marketing.
Sure.
So we'll start with content marketing because anybody can get started with that. You don't even need to have a fancy camera to do it.
Right.
You can do it with your cell phone. Most likely you already have the best tools available to you to get started with content marketing.
Yeah. I mean, I know people scoff at cell phone footage, but a lot of people have a $1,300 phone that has a $1,300 camera on it.
And I mean, listen, I own hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of camera equipment. I have all these tools in my arsenal, and sometimes it's still the right tool for the job.
Yep.
For a marketing campaign is still often a cell phone.
Yep.
And that's because when you're on certain platforms, people expect to see a certain level of quality in kind of the opposite direction. They want to sometimes see more organic, more handheld, you know, phone-based footage.
Because it looks real.
If it looks too polished, a lot of times people tune away from it, depending on what they're doing. Now, if I'm wanting to be sold, you better have a nice quality product. Otherwise, I'm going to be like, okay, what is this?
Sure.
This is, you know, no, I want a really good, clean either ad or sales video that explains your product when I'm ready at that stage. But when I'm at that, not at that stage,
sure,
when I'm wanting to consume, if I'm on Facebook or Instagram or whatever, I'm used to seeing phone photos and videos and that type of stuff. And then all of a sudden an ad pops up. I feel like I'm seeing an ad.
Yeah.
So you can lean into the organic feel that you get from a cell phone type footage and allow that to, but when you're doing that, don't try to make it into an ad, make it into organic educational content. So whether it's short form content that you're, you know, holding your phone up and teaching somebody how your product works, whether it's customer testimonial where, you know, we preach all the time the importance of social proof in your marketing.
Yeah.
And customer testimonials are a really important way of getting there.
Right.
So case studies, testimonial. Excuse me. But, you know, you can hire a big production company to come out and shoot those testimonials. Or you can just say, hey, you know, can you grab your phone, go onto a web chat and do just say, hey, do you mind if we record this?
Yeah.
Those types of videos, they may seem really raw and unpolished.
Yeah.
They really perform well.
What's funny is if you look at marketing trends right now, you who is it? Is it Tide? I want to say it's Tide. One of the laundry, they've actually kind of incorporated where they made a faux Skype call. And there's a lot of people doing this where it's like, oh, yeah, no, this is just on a normal Skype call. Of course, it's well-lit and curated backgrounds, but they are these major corporations are seeing the benefit of this aesthetic, and you can capture it really easy just on your cell phone.
Exactly.
Or hop, like you said, hop on and record your Zoom call or your Google Meet.
So going back to the category of content marketing, if you were to start going down the, you know, the list of things, like it's really important to have just a brand presence.
Yeah.
And so, you know, we say, one of the things we say to everybody all the time is, how can you expect people to know that you exist if there's no content for them to discover you with?
Sure, right.
And that can be videos, it can be blog posts, it can be a podcast, it can be any of that type of content. But, you know, I think it's really easy for businesses to fall into the trap of like, I know us.
Right.
You know, we say it's the curse of knowledge where you're like, I know that we exist. I know I get to walk. You know, we, back in 2016, it was one of our busiest years. We were doing tons of shoots all left and right and everything like that. And we were so busy. But if you looked at our social media presence at that time, you would never have guessed it.
Sure.
And I mean, that's on us. That's me being so too buried in work to think like, okay, we really need to be also being consistent with that.
Because the output was there. It's like, oh no, we're showing what we're doing, but you weren't showing it where it matters.
Exactly.
And you weren't reaching the audience where they are.
Right. And I remember like when we first started doing our podcast, we had one person that chimed in and said like, why should I listen to you? You know, like a lot of your YouTube channel is just NAB coverage from years ago. And I'm like, I realized like, this is why we need to be more consistent with this content, is because from an outside perspective, that person's looking going, you know, okay, they did some NAB coverage, some older educational stuff. And then there's this big gap.
Yeah.
And in that big gap, we were crazy busy.
Right.
Wonderful problem to have.
Yeah.
But then we neglected the consistency of that. And so from an external standpoint, people shouldn't be expected to realize like this is how competent we are, because we don't have, other than our portfolio and our website, we weren't consistently cranking out content like that.
Yeah.
And so we're practicing what we preach. We know that this is important. And that's one of the most fundamental things in content marketing, is this is how people can understand who you are and what you offer. So then moving on past that, then you can start ticking away at things like, again, social proof being such an important aspect of it. Answering customer questions. People have questions to the problems that your product or service solves. And, you know, one thing we also say a ton is, you know, if imagine somebody walked in the front door of your business and said, hey, I have a question about something that you know, your product or service, you know, like say you're a lawn care place. And I'm like, hey, should I use this grass seed or this grass seed? Like, listen, we don't answer questions here. You just go down the road and they'll help you. Our, you know, our competition will be happy to help you. That would be ridiculous. Right. We would all laugh at that. But really, if you don't have any sort of content marketing out there, that's essentially what you're doing in your marketing right now. Because people aren't walking through your front door. They're not picking up the phone and calling you. They're going on Google and searching for answers to those questions.
Correct.
And if somebody else has an answer, they're going to trust them. I mean, just think, stop and think about your viewer habits. I know, like, I'm a big home theater I love home theater. And when we were doing our AR wall, it was the first time I was working with ultra short throw projectors. And so there's a YouTube channel called Dream Home Media, I think, or Dream Home Theater, something like that. And they're out of Texas, I believe, and they do a ton of home theater installations.
Sure.
You know, there are places down the road to us that I could literally drive to. Guess who I called and emailed when I had a question about ultra throw, short throw projectors? It was them.
The people that showed up
states away. But I felt like I knew them because I watched a lot of their content already.
And you've seen them as an authority in the subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to go and research the guy down the road who isn't posting, who you say, does he know what he's talking about? They've already demonstrated that they know that.
Exactly.
That actually leads to two things. First of all, I love this. The whole point of what we're talking about, a lot of it spawned from a comment left in our video. So if you do have any comments, questions, concerns, just need to yell at someone, leave it in our channel. Click like and comment down below. Or if you're listening on iTunes or any of the other podcast platforms, feel free to write in info@creativeedgepro.com. We'd love to hear your questions. Which leads us to our You Ask, We Answer. And so we have a great question that actually ties in perfectly with what we're talking about. This person said, I'm looking to start using more video content for our business. What types of videos work best? And I think that it actually lines up with exactly what we're talking about. You know, do they need to launch an explainer? If they're going to put their money somewhere, where should they start out?
So, you know, we've talked about this before, but I'll say it again. We categorize video into three main categories. There's video as an asset. So video that can be a sales video, a testimonial, trade show, tours, all so an asset. It's basically could live on your website. You could use it for sales presentations. It is an asset in and of itself. Then there's video for a platform. You're watching it right now if you're on YouTube or you're listening obviously online. But this is we're optimizing this type of content for the platform it's on. When we do shorts, they're then transitioned into vertical and they're cropped in and they're shortened up so that it can be optimized for that platform. Whether it's on TikTok or YouTube Shorts or any of those platforms, that is being optimized. It could be a live stream. Like any of those types of videos are the platform dictates how that video content, the viewer habits of that platform, what the expectations are, all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the way that we're doing our podcast right now, there's a flow to it that is different than if I just sat and did a direct talking head video on like, here's how to set up a Facebook ad campaign or something like that.
Yeah.
There's a totally different flow. This is conversational. And so when you listen to a podcast, there's an inherent expectation of this is how it should be and how it should feel.
Yeah, right.
And then finally, there's video as an ad. And the reason that we separate video as an ad is because when you're running an ad, depending on where it's going to, like a TV ad can really be different than a Facebook or YouTube ad.
Yeah.
Like typically on a TV, unless people physically get up and walk away, they're watching the 30-second ad. They can't swipe away from it unless they really want to change a channel or whatever.
Yeah.
But on Facebook, you're scrolling through, and unless that ad catches my attention in 3 seconds, you're going right past it.
Yeah.
So that ad is really important that in the first few seconds, you have a really, really engaging hook. And then also knowing that, like, the difference between Facebook and YouTube, like on Facebook, people are typically more in a discovery mode, and so they're more open to, here's a new thing that I hadn't thought of before, versus on YouTube, that ad is getting in the way, and I'm really looking for that skip now button as quickly as possible. So people are much less likely to click on an ad on Facebook or on YouTube. They might, but it's much lower. So brand awareness campaigns work better on there. Yeah. So again, knowing even what platform you're going to be on dictates the type of ad that you're going to run. So all that said, the first thing that you need to go to is starting to, do I have videos across all three of those categories?
Right.
So video is an asset. Do I have a sales video, an about us video, an explainer video, a testimonial video on my website? If you don't, that is an important, we call those flagship videos. And the reason we always start with there for a company is because it's like having a website or having a sign on your building. Like if you don't have that, you're missing, there's a gaping hole in just your presence.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, if I didn't have a website, which there's been times where I've interacted with companies, like we just have a Facebook page. I'm like, okay, yeah. But like, come on, you got to have a website.
Something, page.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're driving down the road and there's zero signage on your building out front, you know, that's going to negatively affect the customer perception, people's ability to find you. Can I directly translate that and be like, all right, well, putting a sign on our building gave us this ROI.
Right.
Maybe you can. I don't know. I'm not smart enough to figure that out.
Nope.
But you got to have it. You really need to have it. Yeah. So that flagship video needs, at least an about us video needs to exist. Because fundamentally, people will much rather click play on a video than they will read two or three paragraphs of text on your website. And again, it conveys emotion. Maybe your brand is lighthearted and fun. Great, let's make a video like that. Maybe you're high tech and you're really professional. Cool, let's make a video with that tone. Yeah. You and I both know how many companies we've interacted with where we do a discovery meeting with them and we try to go, all right, so to tell us what you're like. And they're like, oh, we want to be lighthearted and fun. I'm like, your website is dry as a bone.
Yeah. It looks super serious, cold. Yeah.
Yeah. This brand presence is not there at all.
Correct.
And then we come in and we make them a video that is more in line with the brand that they want to have. And they see a shift in people's perception of them.
Yep.
It's important. So content marketing, we've talked a ton about content marketing. We'll continue to watch more of our episodes. We'll always talk about it. But, having at a base level, grab your cell phone and start answering questions that people have. It can be, we use tools like Answer the Public or ChatGPT to, just prompt it and say, all right, this is my industry. Help me come up with, topics or questions that people have that we can then come in and answer.
And I've used it where I stole this from someone, so I apologize. This is not my own. But come up with a list of words, verbs, or ideas that people associate with this industry. So if it's sporting goods, it's rugged, outdoors, action. Cool. So you come up with those. Now with those words, come up with a list of problems that people are looking to have solved in this industry. Great. And now take those lists of problems and say, come up with a list of topics that we can address that would answer those problems. And it really does go, whether you're doing that just as a mental exercise brainstorming session with you and your team, or if you're using tools like ChatGPT or some of the new AI, there's a lot of resources out there where you can really kind of hone in on what your audience is caring about and then answering those questions. And from a fundamental level, starting there is a great place to start.
Absolutely. And then finally, video is an ad. Knowing how to create effective ads is a skill.
Yeah.
I mean, it's what we've constantly are changing ourselves over and trying to evolve, trying to improve upon. And so it's not something I can be like, this is exactly how to write a good ad, because that changes. I mean, if you look at like one company that we are always looking towards as a great leader is Harman Brothers.
Right.
And, when they did they did a campaign years ago where they made like a roll cage over this car, and then they used FiberFix to do it, and then it like drove it off a cliff.
Yeah.
They say that like when they were doing that, there's about a 40-second hook to that ad.
Sure.
Where it was like, can this car be held together by what? Okay, cool. Cool idea, cool concept. They executed it. I'm sure they spent a good chunk of money to do it.
No kidding.
Cool idea. Now it's well known, like that would never work. It's too long of a hook.
Right.
40 seconds, nobody, it's so the viewer habits in that span of time have completely changed and expectations have changed. So anything that we say today will probably change in the future.
Yeah.
But at a base level, you need to have a really good hook, and then you need to explain the problems. You fundamentally, the only thing that people are buying is solutions to problems.
Right.
The thing that we always say is, like, the only time that a transaction ever happens in history of the world is when the money in my wallet is worth less than the problem that your product or service solves.
Ooh, yeah.
So if I'm, you know, that's why in marketing and in advertising, you want to be conveying at the best, simplest, easiest to understand, and most salient way how your product is the best at solving that problem that the person has. And then support that with case studies and testimonials, and just that social proof that isn't just you saying that you're great at it,
right,
but other examples of people. Yeah. If it's losing weight, show how people have lost weight. If it's, okay, we're doing video marketing for your company. Okay, what do they care? Do they care about how pretty our videos are, or do they care about we help a company get 30% more on this ad campaign than they did previously?
Yeah.
That matters way the heck more.
Correct.
So, that from a fundamental level, if you're looking at marketing, if you can tick off each one of those boxes, you are really good. You're better than most.
Right.
It still amazes me how many businesses have been around. And we go to their YouTube channel. We did it yesterday.
Yeah.
For one of our newest clients, we were looking at their competition. And you go to a YouTube channel,
it's
and
rough.
Some of them have plenty of content,
yeah,
shorts and videos and all that kind of stuff. Great. Then we go to another channel, and there's one video that was uploaded 7 years ago,
right,
and it didn't even really tell anything about the company. It was really dry.
My favorite part is when it has like 34 views and a company of several hundred. It's like your own people did not care to watch this video that you made. I should not be expected to watch it either. Yeah,
exactly. So get started there, and you'll be in a really healthy place.
Absolutely.
All right. Great job. Great episode. Thanks for tuning in. We will see you next time.